it's unbelievable at 42 years of age, and a man who probably was Mr. Munster, as probably even more so than Paul O'Connell, if we think back, you know, because Brendan Foley's father, who I had the privilege to meet on many occasions, because I had a friend who lived outside Limerick in Clonlara, which is where the father lived afterwards, and Brendan himself came when he moved from Cashel, and I just found the whole thing very, very hard to take. Chris, because I was along with a Munster party that went across to the Millennium whenever they picked up the trophy, and you know, Anthony was the captain, even though Paul O'Connell was there with a lot of superstars, and you know, his career was just unbelievable. A Munster man to the fore, as soon as he retired, he got straight into coaching, and you know, at half time, I think Ulster were winning and all the rest of it. I know Ulster were beaten well in the last five or six minutes. They conceded two scores. And they were finally beaten by 28-13. But I sometimes think, you know, we're all sports fanatics, you know, Chris, but at the same time, we're people. And, I mean, one has to think immediately of Anthony's wife and two young kids, you know, two young boys. I mean, what must they be thinking at this particular time? You know, for a shock news like that to hit you is just unbelievable.
Yes, a sad day indeed, the news of the passing of the Munster head coach, Anthony Foley. Well, Alec, on the field of play, your reaction to that match this afternoon involving Ulster in the Rugby Champions Cup?
Well, it's a strange one, Chris. There was two turning points in that game. It was especially in the first half when Ulster were leading by 7 points to, I think it was 10 points to 3, and Andy Warrick was over the line at the post and dropped the ball, and you know, they were serving points, going a begging. They did hold on for quite a while in the second half. It was strange because Bordeaux started strongly, and Andy Trimble scored a very good score. As I say, they were up 10-3 at that particular time, half-time, came back to 10-6, then Paddy Jackson kicked a monstrous kick to put it 13-6. But then Bordeaux started to put the squeeze on, and they got a vital score. And then the last two scores were just really shouldn't have happened. But the last score, I mean, if I was Les Kiss at this particular moment in time, Chris, and I'm aware of, you know, I don't want to sound, because, as I say, it's Anthony Foley's particular thing transcends everything. But also we're given a penalty, virtually in front of posts. All they had to do was Paddy Jackson to kick the penalty. They would have got a losing bonus point. Paul Marshall, I don't know what at times he thinks about. He took a tap penalty. He was tackled and he threw the ball forward. They went up the field and scored. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, at schoolboy level, the headmaster would expel a pupil for doing that. I mean, it was, I don't know sometimes whether players on the pitch don't actually know the score, but that for me is, I mean, that at the end of the day could turn it all, because having conceded those two tries, Ulster still could have come away with a losing bonus point. And we all know in the Champions League, if you get an away bonus point, it can make a big difference at the end of the season.
And looking briefly at the other games, a great win for Connacht.
Oh, magnificent game. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, you know, considering there were 21-11 down at half-time, and yet Toulouse never scored a point in the second half, you know, and Connacht come back to 123-21. I mean, what can you say? That game against Ulster, where they really found their mojo, looks as if it's going to do them well. And I can assure you, with the likes of Sebri, you know, and Wass in that group, they are in with a great chance of possibly making the quarterfinals. But I think the performance of the weekend from the Ulster Province's point of view was Leinster, 33-15 against Cass. You know, that a bonus point win as well. And they have certainly set out their stall. And you know, it's going to be very, very interesting next week just to see how it all goes. But certainly, Leinster superb, Connacht superb, Ulster very, very disappointing, but could have, with a little bit of thought on the pitch, got a losing bonus point. And unfortunately, from the Munster point of view, we have to think it. It's hard to think of that particular situation if poor Anthony Foley's very sudden passing will not, you know, take a wee while for the team to come round. Having said that, of course, Munster being Munster, I saw the supporters singing the fields of Athan Rae outside the grounds and laying their tributes to him. And, you know, there's nothing that I'm sure that the Munster team would want than to go and win this trophy for Anthony. Let's hope it happens if that's the case.
And finally, Alec, just a roundup of the Northwest sides over the weekend. Mixed fortunes?
Yes, well, in the Senior Cup quarter-final, really travelled to Ballinahinch and only lost by 20 points to 11. So a very, very good result for Mahrafell side, who will no doubt concentrate on keeping their top position in Division 2C from now on. In the Foster Cup, Inishowen were beaten 26-12 also at Inishowen. I was up at Mellon Park Omagh yesterday and enjoyed a superb Rugby Championship 1 game, and Omagh beat Portadown, who are top of the table. So Omagh again proving this season that they certainly have something to offer. Great result and some very, very good rugby played in that one. In the Rugby Championship 2, Limavady, I'm disappointed with their result. They lost 15-0 up at Grosvenor. And in Rugby Championship 3, Letterkenny continuing that first win they had last week, they beat Ofer by 55 points to 12, and that was a big, big result for them. Strabane and Forestney lost their first game in 6 when the PSNI kicked a penalty in the last minute, and they lost by 17-14. And in the Rugby Regional 1, Letterkenny seconds beat Donegal Town 44-5, and Finn Valley had a big, big result, 50 points to 0 over Strabane.